Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast here on your beautiful Wednesday. This is Matt, and I am being gracefully, her presence has brought a blessing to my life today. That was the hardest thing to say. So I'm with my beautiful wife and 25 weeks pregnant wife. Did I already say wife? My beautiful lady friend, aka wife,
lady
is pregnant.
That's a funny way to put that.
My ex-girlfriend and now wife, Heather Jones. But yeah, she is the co-host. She helps me do this podcast. And the reason we do that is because we like to talk about positive things and wins and just spend time laughing, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why on Wednesday, actually, we record this on like Monday or Tuesday, but that's why on Wednesdays you will get to hear this, because it's just awesome to be talking about positive things. So yeah, I did it again where I did the little, I forgot to do it. So, but we were only like 7 minutes into the podcast and I was writing a Facebook post. So, we're good now. We are good now. So that way you can hear Heather, because usually you just hear me because I'm closest to my computer. And I think Josie was wearing my AirPods, and so they kind of switched over and caused my computer to stop anyways. Okay, so Heather, let us know baby update. So she's about 25 weeks.
25 weeks and 2 days.
What does your baby app say about John?
He should be, supposed to be, the size of a bunch of grapes, which is 1 pound, 7 ounces, 13 inches long. But he is actually measuring a week and 6 days ahead of that. So I actually have no idea how big he truly is, but I can feel how big he is because my back started hurting last night, and yeah, it hasn't. And I just woke up not breathing the best today. So, but I feel good now.
Yeah. So,
he's mega.
He's a monster, mega colossal baby. So,
he's the baby off of Boss Baby, like yeah, the first movie that's like the big one.
Yeah.
The giant baby.
Lots of rolls.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't have lots of rolls.
Well, in his 9-week ultrasound, he was a very chunky little 9-week old peanut. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm a little scared.
So,
I did start a baby registry though for the first time.
Yeah,
I don't know that I ever made a baby registry for the other two, to be honest.
Interesting.
I don't remember making one for Georgia. I just think I told people I have no idea what I need. Please just get me the things you think I need.
Yeah.
I think is what happened.
What was I going to say? My head hurts again. Why does my head keep hurting? But we are, so this weekend, on our last 7 minutes of the podcast that you didn't get to hear, Heather was concerned that I was typing so much, but I was typing on Facebook to update our post that we have. Man, I was looking to see how much it would cost to buy land in Tennessee just now.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah,
if anything, we need
pricey.
A DVC membership at Disney.
Absolutely not.
That totally is worth not, it.
Oh, there's an auction coming up for a...
No.
One, listen, 100... 70 acres. It looks like it was like an old rock quarry.
What?
Yeah.
No.
But not really. 170 acres. Looks pretty good. It's got a barn shed on it. Oh, it's got a little field. A couple of little field food plots area. I like it.
No.
I'm thinking about putting in an offer.
No.
It's an auction. Oh, 1,200 acres, $3.5
million.
Oh,
my
lantas. So,
no, it's not.
but we have our fall festival coming up Saturday. And this year we're doing something new, which I'm actually kind of excited about to see how it goes. We're doing a morning fall festival. So
I think that'll be so much better.
9 to 12. Hopefully we miss out on some, you know, parents can, because like 2 o'clock is usually like kid nap times. So hopefully we're going to forego those times. And hopefully these little kiddos will be ready to get reared up and fired up for some fun action on Sunday morning. Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday.
Not Sunday morning.
It will be fun.
But I am probably doing the most important job, as I was trying to explain to Heather earlier, because I am the popcorn and s'mores guy. So
Matt takes this whole popcorn making thing very seriously.
It's not just for anybody, okay?
Like, you turn it on. Well, it's a new machine. You turn it on, you let it heat up, you pour the stuff in, and then it overflows, and then you dump it.
Mm. I'm glad you think it's so easy.
I watched the videos on it.
It's actually quite difficult.
I mean, the cleaning of it is the difficult part.
Okay. You just think that. But, oh, look at that. I'm looking at all the houses they have on Zillow right now.
Why? We just bought one.
I know. I'm just seeing what they're keeping the prices at.
Oh.
So, those houses that are down from our house, $410.
Oof.
Yeah, still high price.
And they have no backyard.
Correct.
And they're backed up to the highway.
That house that was renovated, the one over there that's renovated gray that we always drive by, going down that little cut through area. It's like
the green 70s house.
$437,000.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Get out of here.
And it's like modern inside.
So if you want to be broke, move to Sango, Tennessee, in the southern part of Clarksville.
But it's like, it's not even, it's the worst remodel because it's not cute.
Oh, I didn't even look at that. I just see the.
I looked at it a while back.
Good night. They just finished a house not far from us. But this is not a representation of our house price because no. $748,000.
Is it in
the
neighborhood next to ours?
Yes. It's that one that in that cul-de-sac area that just got finished.
Oh, it's on there now?
Yeah.
That one's pretty, though.
Black cabinetry.
What?
Yeah.
Never mind.
White
the outside is like a Pinterest thing. Like it looks like a Pinterest post.
It's only 2,900
and it looks
square
like
feet.
It'd be like farmhousey, but all of the new houses they're building around here look farmhousey on the outside, and then you go in them and it's like, what happened here?
We got a steal because they sent the house prices up again. I'm pretty sure. Wowzers.
Yeah.
But yeah. So well, that one's not bad, but that one's 1,650 square feet. No thanks. Sorry, I haven't looked at that in a while.
Another win.
What?
We are 40 days till Disney.
40 days.
So tomorrow, when everybody's listening, will be 39 days till Disney.
That's exciting.
And our shirts came.
Yeah.
For me and the girls. And this year, I did something completely different, and I let us all pick our own shirts.
And I don't get any.
And I told Matt this same thing. We're all picking our own shirts.
Yeah.
So it's up to him. But now he will have a little buddy to match with when we go to Disney. So him and Baby John can get matching hats. And matching shirts.
Next year, though.
Yes.
So, yes, I can't wait. And he's already got his outfits are going to be consisting of camo, Carhartt, some Baby Duluth trading.
Mickey Mouse.
No.
Mickey Mouse.
No. Occasionally.
Everything on the registry is Mickey Mouse.
I'll just turn that registry off. But I need some sugar. And our kids don't need it. Oh, this is a huge win, and we didn't even say it. What? It's the biggest win of all.
What was it?
Not of all, but Georgia knows how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah. It finally clicked in her mind of how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
We've been trying for forever.
Not really.
Not actually, that's a lie. We haven't tried. We didn't try in Alabama because we didn't live on concrete. And so riding a bike.
Life hack. Don't stress about teaching a kid to ride a bike when they're younger. Just let them logically figure it out when they're eight.
Yeah. So. And then Josie, we got her a new bike, a little training wheels bike. And
we had a member at this congregation say, hey, you want some bikes? And I was like, okay. So I got some bikes. And there was one like BMX style bike for like that age kid. And so she was riding it. Or we walked over to the church building and she was like, we took the pedals off the day before. And she would just float down our street.
We turned it into a Strider bike.
Pretty much, like a big kid Strider bike. And so she was just floating down our street. And, I mean, looked awesome. She's like, okay, I'm ready to put the training wheels back on. So we put them back on. The foot pedals back on. So we put them back on and we walked over to the church building. And she just started going.
Yeah. She just took off on it. And we were like, we just needed concrete.
Yeah.
We haven't lived on concrete in a hot minute. So that was all she needed. And then Josie, we got her cute little bike and she took off too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the cutest little thing ever. So yeah, that was a big win. And now I don't have to push the veer anymore. So now when baby John comes, I can just use his little stroller. But I'm sure by then Josie's going to have some regression and be like, I want to ride in the veer with baby John. And so I'm going to have to like put the little car seat thing back on it and do all that with it so that she can ride with him again. So
it's very hard to eat Tootsie Rolls on a podcast. I just realized that as I was eating that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be like,
ew. That's gross.
But I've completed it now. So yeah, that's a huge parenting hack. For those of you who don't want to stress about making your kids ride a bike, just wait till they're older. They'll figure it out.
I take that motto with potty training too.
Yeah.
I don't care.
They'll just figure it out.
I just introduce a potty and then let them decide when they're ready. And eventually they start using it and you're like, cool. Good job.
Yeah. youth hunt season is coming up, so pretty excited about that. I still have not killed anything, so maybe one of my children can. Georgia will get to go. So we're gonna try that after our thing on Saturday and we'll see how all that goes. I'm excited about it. Okay. Yesterday was No King's Day.
What?
I don't know.
What
all these,
is that?
I don't know these movements.
What is No King's Day?
What is the No King's protest? No Kings. As the president escalates his authoritarian power grab, the No Kings nonviolent movement continues to rise stronger.
What?
Here's the thing. There is a king. His name is Jesus. So, that's weird. I wonder if you can be a Christian and be a part of that. Because there is a king.
I would say no.
Yeah. Well.
Personally.
Yeah. Because Jesus is king. Jesus is Lord. But other than that, grass is not growing because it's colder.
Finally.
It's probably still going to grow, but haven't had to cut it in a while, so I'm pretty excited.
It feels beautiful.
Got some shooting stuff coming up, clay sporting shooting stuff.
Oh, when's the men's day?
Men's day is November 15th. October 31st is the CCS Invitational that I will be going to. And yeah, got me a team already. Pretty pumped about it. But we are, what else is, oh, cold front came through. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But we are in that weird stage of temperature setting at your house.
Where it's like Disney. So the mornings are cold, the afternoons are hot, and then the evenings get cold again.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I don't know what to wear today.
So that's in like the middle of winter at Disney.
I know.
Yeah. So we're kind of experiencing that now.
Yep.
But I did not get to use Bumbershoot last weekend in my sermon.
Oh, I meant to call you out on that.
Sorry.
And I forgot to tell you that you didn't do it. What was our deal on that?
Well, there wasn't one.
I thought we made a deal.
Yeah. No.
Why is that doing that?
Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't realize last week we did. I heard Heather. Why is that doing that? So last week we had a 16-minute podcast. So we got up to 16 minutes on here. And yeah. So, yeah, I am, you know, loving life. Okay, so what is your favorite soup? It's soup season, soup and chili. So would you rather have a soup, chili, or stew when it's cold outside?
Oh, man.
Soup, chili, or stew?
I like soup right now.
Okay, out of soups, what soup would you just really want to have?
Either like a tortellini soup or a good old homemade tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Gross.
What?
I feel like I need sustenance.
But I do like a good beef stew.
Yeah.
I haven't made one in a long time.
I want chili.
Oh. I mean, chili's good.
Yeah. White chicken chili is good.
I haven't had that in a long time.
You're the last one that I've had that I've made it.
I know. We haven't made that in
a long time. I know. And it was always so good when you made it. I'm like, hey, make it again. And you're like, no.
I'm like, I don't remember the recipe.
Yeah.
a good potato soup that I'm not allowed to have.
Why?
Because it's potatoes. I'm not allowed to have potatoes. They're not glycemic friendly.
Oh, yeah. So, Heather is most likely gestational diabetic. She's checking her levels right now, so she's being proactive.
And I'm walking
and
still.
And she's walking a lot, and now we're starting to eat a little bit more health conscious. She made her little pumpkin loaves.
And gave them away.
So
that is called self-control.
Yeah. and I got back into making duck calls. I got one that I'm going to complete. I don't have anything tonight, do I?
No, we're going to walk.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to knock that call out.
Okay.
I'm going to take a pick because I'm supposed to be making it for somebody. And I just reread the message and she said the guy's a huge Tennessee Vols fan. And I'm like, junk. I mean, I have one more. I'm giving that one away that I have. I'm going to give it to Corey. When he comes out for the men's day. But I just made one out of boar wood, and it's like a blue and black boar wood.
It's really pretty.
It will be when I... And it sounds... The tone board on it, I know, sounds really good. Because it came out of another call that I had that kind of jacked up. So...
I just had the best idea.
What?
So, we live on a circle. And we can pretty much see our kids from every portion of the circle except for like two corner spots. What if we just let Josie, when she has her little moments where she thinks she's brave and a big girl and does the loop without somebody and doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
What if we give her a duck call and she has to blow it the entire circle?
I'm sure she would love that.
Our neighbors would officially know who we are.
Yeah. So hopefully I can get that call done today. Usually the longest part is the finishing process. So hopefully I knock that out. I do eventually need to order some new, what do you call those things? Tips for my carbide tools.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I don't like spending money right now. But it feels like that I have to. I don't have to, but I really want to. Because I got some weird, like, straight edge ones that I've never liked. They've never really worked well. And they're like the straight, and if anybody's ever run a lathe, I use the carbide tip tools, because I don't know how to sharpen these lathe tools, nor do I want to spend the time to learn yet. So, yeah, we shall see how that goes. Oh, we have money on our Amazon registry card, our Amazon gift card. Did you already use it?
I was going to. Oh,
why don't you hurry up and use it?
Because I don't know what
they have size pregnancy I shorts, am. Too.
I know, but I just don't know. Because I don't think that t-shirts are very flattering right now.
Yeah. Try small in those pants.
Yeah. You think just go small?
I mean, if they make a maternity, I would assume that they're
stretchy enough.
Yeah.
I had a medium in my cart just because I don't know how gigantic my tummy's going to be.
Some chick on there said she was 5'9", and they were a perfect length.
What?
Yeah, so she got a medium. Or she was 5'7", and they were perfect length. So, yeah.
I mean, I can always send them back. If I send them back, does that money go back to our points?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
So, I just need the tips for these tools. But yeah. And those little ones don't work. I have truly been enjoying, I like turning calls. They're fun. And I'll just love hunting season. Heather has been an amazing spouse because she has let me go hunting this year, which normally I do not. And so this year I've actually gotten to spend time, because here's the thing. I hunt public land because I don't have family land. I don't have money to lease land, nor do I know of any lease land available in this area. So I use public land, and being a new place, trying to kind of do it by myself. I do have a buddy who hunts with me out there on Fort Campbell, which is public land, but it's also the Army base. Lots of open opportunities, but I don't know. It's just most of the time I spend hunting now is spent scouting. So, yeah, I have truly enjoyed trying to figure it all out. It's kind of like one of those man accomplishment things. So hopefully one day I will get it all figured out and I'll have me a spot, a few spots that I'm just like, these are awesome spots and these are the spots I'm going to go to. So yeah, that's how my days have been going lately. Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it's about time to be done.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yep.
Okay, I see a little Georgia behind us trying to get in. So, we'll call it there for today. Yeah, it's a beautiful, sunshiny day. So, I hope you all have an awesome day, too. Be positive. Talk about fun things. Talk about what's your favorite soup, or what's your favorite chili, or what's your favorite stew. Is pot roast considered a stew? Could be. Get enough juice.
Pot roast? No.
Get enough juice in it. I like a potato soup. Stoop. Those gnocchi soups are good too.
Oh yeah.
I like that Zuppa Toscana. The one that it's like potatoes and sausage
and kale.
Yeah, I like that one. Soup to Toscana. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Think about soups. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.